Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, HardToFindSeminars.com. In the next 75 minutes, you're going to hear me do a consult with a gentleman named Anthony out of New York who bought into a mobile billboard truck business. He's a one-man truck operation. He's doing everything from doing the graphics to making the signs to making the cold calls. And in this consult, we discuss ways that he can grow his business without advertising using joint venture relationships and automatic selling systems. I hope you find this consult helpful. Now let's get going. Okay, Anthony. You know, for me to learn more about you and this billboard business, I'm going to take you through a series of questions, okay? And I'm going to do it twofold. You know, I've got these HMA marketing consultants that I train all over the world. And I demonstrate how to interview a prospect. So I'm going to kind of role play with you, but we're doing it for real because I'm looking for hidden assets in your business and in your industry. I'm looking for something that I can grab onto. And if I can find one or two good ideas that we could bump up your sales and do it in a way that's automatic, where it takes you out of the picture. I understand you're always in the truck, you put the kids to bed, and you go out doing your advertising. See, I hear the same thing. You know, I put the kids to bed, and I come back into my office. My wife's always screaming at me, why don't you get an office? Why don't you get an office? So I know how it is, but you know, we love business, right? Yep. And we're trying to make it work. So sometimes our wives don't understand what it takes. They just want the money, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm with you. So I'm going to take you through this process. We're going to record the whole thing. Like I said, I'll provide you the recording, and then I may want to use it as a training. So I'm going to be on my best behavior to give you the best breakthroughs I can. And I know we have an hour. If it takes us an hour and a half, we're going to take an hour and a half. I really want to give you your money's worth, okay?
Yep.
Now, a lot of the ideas I'm giving you is stuff that has to be implemented. You know, when someone hires one of our consultants, they could invest $20,000 for the actual implementation. But a lot of these things are easy to implement, and I know your time is probably pretty squeezed out. But none of these things are hard to implement, and it's just a matter of you investing in someone to do the implementation, whether you hire a girl off of Craigslist, which we'll talk about, to do this stuff for you, you know, to make phone calls. So let's get going. The first line I teach the consultants to say, and I want to include this just for the training, Anthony, I don't know how much you know about me or how much I told you on the phone when we first talked or why we're getting together today, so let me tell you quickly a little bit about what I do. Now, what I do and what my company does is we work with small business owners, people like yourself, and we help them maximize their marketing success. Most of our clients are small and medium-sized companies with sales under $5 million per year. We work with a unique marketing approach. We look at all of your marketing assets, and we find ways to leverage and optimize your success from the assets that you already have in place. Now, because we try and leverage existing assets, you can often realize some pretty dramatic growth in profits without having to invest a lot of money or make a lot of significant changes in your business operation. You're listening to an exclusive interview found on Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. So what I'd like to do with you today is to take a look at your business and see where you are and where you're going and how you're getting there and see if there may be some ways we could help your business grow. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Most of the businesses I talk to fall into one or three different situations. One, they're okay but want to do better. Two, they're stagnant and there's no growth. Or three, that they are declining. Where are you now?
I wouldn't say declining as in business. I'm more or less stagnant, probably, I would say.
When did you first invest in the truck?
At the end of 2005, probably the beginning of 2006.
beginning of 06.
Yeah, but I only had it for 3 months, and then the truck actually got totaled, and then I was down for 4 months until I got a new truck.
So you're back up about a year?
About a year, yep.
Okay, 1 year. Now, from the first recording that we talked about, you've got about $125,000 invested in the truck.
Yep.
Are you making payments on this truck, or is it all paid off?
No, I make payments on it.
The $125,000, does that include just your upfront cost, not including your payments?
No. That's my whole thing. That's my payments, and that would be my interest, everything all combined.
I want to figure out, what do you need to stay above water? What do you need to break even with this business to keep it going? Have you figured that out?
Yeah, pretty much break even. I'm looking at anywhere about $4,500 to $5,000 a month. And that's just going to keep me making a paycheck and paying my bills.
Have you done some research to find out what other guys are doing with one truck, someone who's really kicking ass? What's your potential with this truck, with your advertising space and the capacity of advertising?
Well, there's 12 signs on the truck, and I have talked to a couple of guys that actually have gotten about $40,000 a month from some advertisers. Realistically, I'm looking at about $20,000 the truck could make a month.
How happy would you be if you could do $20,000 a month?
$20,000 a month would be awesome.
Now, is this $20,000 gross? What are you netting after that $5,000 a month? What do you put in your pocket after the cost of your graphics and your applying the graphics and all that?
If I'm making $5,000, that's pretty much my break-even point.
Okay, if you're making $5,000, but what are you taking home after that, after your expenses? $5,000 gross, what are you netting?
Pretty much, my net is $5,000.
Okay, so your net is $5,000.
Yeah, but every month is different because some months I may have 3 people on the truck, some months I have 10. It all varies how many people are on the truck.
Okay, you told me that the large panel on the side of the truck can go for $2,000 a month, right?
Well, yeah, that's usually what I'm getting. I just raised my rates not too long ago to $600 a week. And then a rear panel on my rate card is about $700. The rear's a little smaller, but it's more visible.
When someone advertises, is it month a minimum?
Month is a minimum.
Have you been effective in selling multiple months at a time, like with the beer companies and stuff?
Yeah, actually I have. With the beer companies, I have one distributor that actually loves the truck, and then between the two really good customers that I have, Miller and Heineken, those are what's keeping me going.
Tell me about the guy you talked to who's making $40,000 a month. Is he a local guy in New York?
He's in New York City, but the funny thing is he's getting out of the business. Why, I don't know. I haven't talked to him that much, but he said he's made up to $40,000 a month with his truck.
When did you talk to him?
About a year ago. He had a truck for sale. Actually, about 7 months ago. He had a truck for sale. He had bought the first one. It did really good right away. They went down and picked up another truck, and then that was it. He said nothing.
So did he get lucky with the first one? Did he just have some great customers?
I don't know. It just seems like he got in with a couple good vendors, and it was $40,000. They booked a whole truck from him, and I think that's when he went ahead and ordered another truck, and that was pretty much it.
Okay.
I started a message board.
Yeah, I remember you told me that.
Because some of these guys were all in the same boat, it seems like. It's either you got one truck and you're struggling, and the guys who have five trucks are struggling a little bit, but they got a lot of trucks. And the only thing that I can think of different is some of the places with the guys with five trucks, they did away with the billboards. If one comes down, it doesn't go back up again.
What do you mean, they get away with the billboards?
They did away with them. So a normal static billboard that's sitting on the side of the road.
Oh, their area did away with billboards.
Yeah, so those are the guys that have five trucks.
I see. And there are cities and counties that are removing billboards as a way of advertising?
Yeah, if they go down, they won't let them put them back up again.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I want to look for what's called underpromoted USP, or unique selling proposition. And it includes your experience, some competitive advantage that you may have over billboard advertising on price, some things that make you different, unique products or unique offers, guarantees, unique benefits. Why should someone advertise with you on your truck rather than, say, traditional advertising in a magazine or in a billboard? What's really unique about your truck from the point of view for, you know, let's say I'm the advertiser? Why your truck? What advantage is there for me with your truck?
Mobile. I can pretty much go where no other billboards can go. And one of the big advantages is Albany, New York, actually, has no billboards at all. And the route that I do between point A and point B, there's only five billboards total on that whole route, and there are smaller billboards and not big ones. and that's the busiest intersection in all of Albany.
So if you choose advertising on a billboard, you're stuck with basically the same drivers going past your billboard every day, at least on the major travels for their commute to and from work.
Yeah.
You know, after a while they may see it, but they become immune to it and they start ignoring it?
Yep. And mine rotates, so that's another plus. It actually grabs your attention.
Okay, so this truck has a special ability to hold three advertisements on each side. So not only is the truck mobile, the actual advertising messages are changing in their mobile, and because of that, it captures more attention.
Yes.
Are there any statistics out there on mobile rotating advertising that you could sink your teeth into compared to billboard advertising? Anything that helps you guys?
Yeah, I have that on a sheet. Typically, when I go on a sales call, I do pretty much everything. So if I go on a sales call, I always take the truck with me. I'll go in with a bunch of testimonial letters that I have. I see a bunch. I have about four or five.
I see on your website your clients, and I see the advertising, but you've got testimonial letters from how many different clients?
Probably five different clients that are different businesses also.
Okay.
And I go in with that. I have a case study done from outdoor magazines, all the big advertising magazines. They've done studies, and I have all those studies pretty much on one page, and it shows the comparison of mobile billboards versus static billboards.
What are the findings?
There's a bunch of different findings. One of them is mobile billboards have 97% recall rate. I think it's 4.3 times greater than a static billboard. It's one big sheet, and I give them that with my testimonials. And then I also put together a couple different specials that I do. I think I do a daily special for some of the restaurants, which actually has helped me out quite a bit. The last testimonial letter that I have is from a Mexican restaurant.
Can you read it to me?
Yeah.
Let me hear.
I am very pleased with the results of our ad on the truck. Garcia's has run our $2.22 Tuesday margarita specials for 3 years. I felt we needed a bump and was struggling how to promote this one-day event. Within the first 2 weeks of Tuesdays on the truck, we saw approximately a 30% increase in our Tuesday margarita special day, and the increase has sustained itself over the next 11 weeks. Although I don't know how the truck would work for an image campaign, I plan to use the truck for another of my recurring promotions. I believe I have received a great value, great results, and honestly, it was a lot of fun. For further discussion, contact me and give me a name.
Did they do a big ad on the side?
He did a rear ad.
A rear ad, and he ran it for 2 months?
He ran it 12 days every single Tuesday we ran it.
Oh, every single Tuesday?
Yeah, see, the nice thing with the truck is I've actually upgraded the slots where I can change them out every day if I want.
Oh, I see. So those slots, do you stick the piece of paper in the slot?
It's plastic, actually. It's on what they call styrene.
Oh, it's on styrene. So you cut that styrene and it goes in the slot.
Yeah, I don't do any of that. They just send me a roll. By the time the printer gets done with it, I get a roll sent to me. I put my ladder up and I just slide them all in.
So there may be, like, how many slots on the back? 20?
20 slots.
So there's 20 slots, and you just slide it in. So if the guy's running it every Tuesday, you just pull them out, and then the next Tuesday you put them in.
Yep.
Okay, that's good. See, I thought you had to glue it on there, and then you had to reprint it. So it's reusable. So you're holding all the advertising from these advertisers.
Yes, and the other nice thing that I've found to use to my advantage with that is we have a bunch of big events up here. We have a parade that does over 50, 60,000. People that watch the parade. We have Americade that comes here. So typically, if I have somebody on the new system with the styrene billboards, I'll send them an email, say, hey, I'm going to be up here for $200 for a day. I can put you on the truck.
I see.
So that's been good. We have a product up here called Sinus Buster. I got a testimonial letter from them.
You got that one in front of you?
Yeah.
What is Sinus Buster?
It's a nasal spray.
Okay. And who was selling it?
It's sold here at our local grocery stores, and it's actually sold online. And then it's sold at Vitamin World right now, and they're working with, like, CVS and all of those right now.
Read that one to me.
Dear Tony, as a former broadcast professional, we knew we needed a unique form of advertising to market our national product on a local level and not break the bank in the process. When we were introduced to Go Media, we knew in a half a second this was the way we were going to get it done. There were so many forms of advertising, and we have used every one of them to boost sales of Sinus Buster product line. Mobile advertising has done more to drive customers into the store than radio and print combined. Why would you pay for a billboard that sits in one location when you could go mobile and reach a variety of potential customers? GoMedia is a no-brainer. It is the hottest new form of advertising, and it works. If you're not on this truck, you just made the first advertising mistake. Thanks so much, Tony. Keep on rolling. with mobile billboards.
That's a nice testimony. How was he able to document that? Was he testing that ad? Was there a way that he could track the customers who came in off the truck?
From what I was talking to him originally, he said that our biggest order is Price Chopper. And he said that it wasn't on the shelves in Price Chopper. They had to refill the shelves.
Okay.
Garcia's guy, it's in black and white, he said. That was one of the first things he said to me.
What was in black and white?
All his numbers.
All his numbers?
He knew it picked up 30%.
Because that was the only other advertising he was doing.
Yep. Plus, people come in and tell him they see the truck.
Do you have sales reps selling your advertising?
No, me. I can't say none at all. I have talked to a couple girls that I've known before on a freelance base to try to get them to sell, and it just doesn't seem like it does much.
First of all, how are you getting your existing clients right now? Are you using part of the advertising on the truck to advertise your services?
There's a couple different things that I swap. There's a local radio station that owns six radio stations, and I have their ads on the truck. And as long as I keep them on, I send them a bill, they send me a bill, and it's pretty much a wash.
Okay, so you're bartering advertising.
Yep.
So that ad on your website, is that their ad?
The 1049?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How often is that ad run for you?
Actually, I have to go talk with them again because they stopped running it because the general sales manager left.
But when it was running, was it working?
No.
It was not working?
Nope. And I don't know if it was because of the ad. We tried, like I said, between the six stations. It didn't do much at all. I mean, it got a couple kids pretty much to call.
Other than that, do you advertise on the truck? Use your space on the truck?
Yeah.
Like, how often are you running your own ads on the truck?
It depends if there's a spot available. A lot of times, like some of the people that really take care of me, I'll just keep them on the truck for the next month sometimes. Like with the Garcias, if I didn't have anything on a Wednesday or Thursday on that spot, I just kept them up.
Because you don't want an empty spot on your truck because it looks like there's no demand.
Yeah, well, I can make a scroll past that, but somebody once told me, you got to treat this like a plane. Once it leaves and it's empty, you're not never getting paid for that seat again. My theory is, like with Garcia's, okay, he's on every single Tuesday, but if I keep him on and just let him keep rolling, it's going to look like, number one, somebody might see it, hey, Garcia's, you know, that's a pretty good restaurant. And plus, it gets his name out there, and more people are talking about it.
So you're giving him some free advertising.
Yeah.
But you have something to keep on the truck.
Yeah, I have a couple of my, I don't know if you saw the one with my son's face on it.
Well, I'm at your site. I'm looking at the clients. Is that where it would be?
No, we just added the video. I don't know if you did the video pop up for you.
Yeah, I saw the video.
And we just added the video on there. I get a lot of hits, but I don't get a lot of people staying on very long.
Do you pay someone to do your website, or are you doing all that too?
No, that's actually my cousin.
Your cousin, okay.
He does websites. No, no picture on there.
Okay, so let's talk about what else makes it unique. You're mobile? Is this the main thing? You're mobile. When you look at numbers, you know, people, when they're paying for advertising, they're paying really cost per thousand. Do you provide cost per thousand and do a comparison compared to billboard or other forms of advertising? Are there some ways to figure your CPM?
There is ways that other people have figured them, but whether or not that's for my area, even when they did the case studies, they found that mobile is the lowest CPM per thousand.
They did determine that?
Yep.
So mobile billboard advertising, you get more for your money, basically.
Yeah. In this area, a typical billboard, a big one, is anywhere from $6,000 up to, I've heard, cost of over $12,000.
A month?
A month.
Wow. Really?
Yes. The beer company pays an average of $6,000, they said.
Okay.
The smaller ones that sit on the side of the main roads, I've heard anywhere right around $2,000 to $2,700 a month. Some people say they get them for $800, and that's probably if they're not moving them. And I think TV, our Fox 10 o'clock news, I actually did an ad with Fox that I swapped for 10 o'clock news. That was $550 for 30 seconds.
Was it a 10 o'clock video ad?
Yeah, there was that same one that was right there that ran on my website.
Were you able to determine, did that bring in any calls?
It didn't bring in calls, but people told me they saw it all the time.
Okay, I got you.
So, I mean, obviously it's working. Not everybody needs mobile advertising.
Some of these benefits that we're talking about, I mean, of course, you've got some of these outlined on your website. When you're meeting with potential clients, you sit down and kind of take them through a presentation.
Yep, the biggest thing is I struggle with getting appointments with people.
But where are your appointments coming from now, all the ones that you've been doing in the last year?
I just keep stopping in places.
So you're calling cold?
Yep, I pretty much walk in with the truck. And
what do you say when you walk in?
first I asked for the person who takes care of advertising, which probably isn't the best thing to ask for, but that right there doesn't get you a lot of appointments.
Okay.
A lot of times, if it's in the window, if there's a storefront and it's a window, I'll make sure I drive by so that if somebody's looking out the window, they can actually see the truck turning, or I'll park the truck where they can see it. And then pretty much I go in and explain who it is. Everybody in the place will be looking out the window at the truck. That's one other thing. We have our local cable company up there at Time Warner. I've been trying to get them for a while. You go in there, every single person stops doing what they're doing. They haul it out the window, and they're watching the truck. For some reason, this guy doesn't think it's going to work for him.
Okay. The truck definitely gets attention.
Yeah, it definitely gets attention. There's no doubt about it. And the other thing is, it's not advertising attention. As in, like, it's not bad advertising. I have people blowing the horn, giving me thumbs up. You know, I have 80-year-old people on the side of me giving me thumbs up. It definitely draws a lot of attention. And I have never had anybody negative about the truck at all.
All right, so you go in there and you say, who's the advertising guy? And he comes out, and then what do you say?
I'm Tony from Gold Media. I want to see what you guys were doing for advertising to increase your business.
For more exclusive interviews on business, marketing, advertising, and copywriting, go to Michael Senoff's hardtofindseminars.com.
We do this, or they don't do anything. Most of them, I already know they're doing some form of advertising, or I saw a billboard. But a lot of times, I'll go to their competition, and I'll go to their competition with a picture of the competition's billboard, their competitor's billboard, and I'll say, what are you doing to compete with this? And sometimes they're doing nothing, sometimes they do TV ads, or they're going to do a billboard somewhere, and then I give them testimonial letters, they look outside, they see the truck, they think it's the neatest thing, and a lot of times I'll make an ad, and I'll put it in Photoshop, and I'll put it like it's on the truck so they can see what it looks like with their own ad on it, and I bring that in also.
So that's pretty time-consuming.
Yeah, I can do that at night.
And that costs you about $175?
No. I don't put it on the truck. I put it in Photoshop on the truck.
Oh, I see. So you'll email him.
So it looks like it's an ad, and I can print a picture out, and I'll bring that picture in with me.
Okay, gotcha.
So this is what your ad could look like. The only time I have done that was for Dunkin' Donuts. I supposedly was having an appointment with 40 people. I did a side ad and a rear ad, and they stiffed me 5 times.
They didn't show up for the appointments?
They change appointments. They don't tell you. They just keep doing it and doing it to you.
All right, so you're pounding the streets. You're going in cold.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing worse than that.
No.
Out of 10 people you get to at least talk to an advertising guy, how many are you able to close on that?
Maybe,
Not many. Maybe none, maybe one?
Maybe none, maybe one.
Do you have an idea of how many calls where you're able to talk to someone about their advertising that you're able to close?
Well, let's back up one. I try to get appointments first.
All right.
And that's pretty much what I do in the truck. I'll have a list in the morning that I have.
Where do you get the list from?
There's a bunch of lists that I have that a guy who used to work in advertising actually gave me all their lists of people that have advertising dollars. And he used to work at 3 different TV stations, so he has people that have over $50,000 budget. He gave me a pretty good list.
Okay.
It's a local list. Most of the names are pretty good. It's from 2004, so some of the names aren't the best. And I'll just go through them, and I'll just keep calling them or try to get a hold of somebody, which is the most difficult. And then after that, I'll just stop there if I can't get a hold of them.
I got you.
I'm not always talking to the owner. That's another thing that's kind of tough. I used to be in the automotive industry. You walk into a repair shop, the owner's always there. The advertising people, the owner's not always there, or they have an agency somewhere. So I think that's where I pretty much struggle.
Let's say you got 10 or 20 appointments. How many are you able to close into that if you've got appointments? And realistically?
Realistically, it's not usually 10 or 20 appointments. It's maybe 2 a day at the most that I get.
All right, at the most. So let's say there's 20 a month.
Maybe four. Maybe. And it seems like it all goes back to the beer companies. I have a Nissan dealership, Harley Davidson. They've actually been very good to me. She actually signed a year contract. The radio station, I got a testimony letter from him, which I think is pretty big because it's an advertising. Their business is advertising. And he's just saying how good the truck worked for them, that they were, I think, 10 to 12 months ahead of schedule with the truck.
If we could bump up your closing ratio and do it in a way that leverages your time where you're using automatic selling methods, do you see how that could definitely close more sales?
Yeah.
Just a couple things that really popped into my mind. It's a real hard-hitting report, like a consumer's report to billboard advertising. And there's people on Elance, writers. You know, there's a lot of writers. You could go on to Craigslist.com, and for $25, you know, eBay bought them out. You could post an ad for someone to compile a report on mobile billboard advertising who have some writing skills. And you can come up with a great consumer's report on billboard advertising, something of real value. Now, all email you an example of something like this from a guy who did one in the cleaning industry. And it's very effective. So you want to educate. Your customers aren't buying because they don't know much about it. It's kind of like a new form of advertising. If they absolutely knew it could bring them more results and that it's a better investment on their advertising dollars, and then you had something different to offer in the way of advertising, not just that you're showing their ad, but we'll talk about some ideas how we can give them a more effective ad with a little bit of education. You need to give them some meat to hang on to, some reasons why they want to choose you over any other form of advertising. But the first thing is a consumer's report, a written document or a report that really goes into the details and comes up with multiple reasons why they want to take a look at this really seriously. That's going to leverage your time. Now, you can have that as a download on your website. A lot of these guys won't go to your website. Well, if you may have to drop it off, or you could use direct mail to some ideal prospects, which we'll talk about in a little bit. That's leverage right there, having this consumer's report, because you're educating, and you're only going to sell after you really do a good job in educating and giving them some real value. That's one thing. Now, you know, my specialty is audio, and I could see doing with you a detailed audio interview, not a little advertisement from your news. I'm talking an hour recording. Let's say once that consumer's report is done, we can use that as an outline. You can put together a kick-ass, hard-hitting audio interview on billboard advertising and its effectiveness, and put that as a digital MP3 file. It could be a podcast. It could be on a CD. And that way, you're dropping something off. Imagine if you went into these 20 prospects that you had appointments with every month, and instead of leaving them with your brochure, you know, your studies and stuff, because you know most of them are going to dump that stuff in the garbage. But when you leave them with a CD and they're on their way home from work and they can pop that in, then you have a better chance of getting that message in their head. And in that audio interview style, which I've been doing for 5 years, there's nothing more powerful than the interview style rather than you blabbing about yourself, how great Go Media is. And they're like, sure, sure, you know, of course he's telling me that. He wants to sell advertising. But in an interview style where you're being interviewed and I'm positioning you as the expert, or it doesn't even have to be me. It could be someone else interviewing you, you know, your contact at the news station interviewing you, but you prepare it. You do an interview style, no hype, no BS, just the facts, and then for more information, you know, contact. These are tools that leverage, so they can take you off the streets. They really can, between that and direct mail, and we'll talk more about that. Now, I'm making notes of what I'm going to send you. I'm going to send you this consumer's report on the cleaning business, so you'll get an idea and you can use it as an outline. Two, I'm going to send you to a recording with a guy named Tony Millett. He was a guy who was pounding the streets, walking into businesses, selling a service that reduced companies' electrical utility bill.
Okay.
Pounding the streets, driving all over the city, just like what you're doing.
Yep.
He put together an audio interview, just some of the stuff I'm talking about, and you can hear the difference in what this did for his business and how it took him off the streets. I'm going to send you directly to that recording because I think you'll really be able to relate to this, okay? Now, good marketing is not necessarily doing one thing great. It's growing your business geometrically. It's about doing maybe 10 or 15 things just a little bit better. You know, if you could increase this 1% and this 2% and this 3% and this 1%, you know, it all adds up and you're getting geometric growth before you know it. The numbers are really astounding. Your past and present and prospective customers. I want to look for the customer base that's not being worked, inactive customers, a lack of database, cross-selling opportunities in the business, back-end opportunities, reactivation. Your previous clients, I know you've only been going kind of hard for about a year, but some of these clients have dropped off, right? Or are all your clients still advertising with you, or some come and go, right?
The only ones that really haven't stayed with me is I had a person do a week, and it was pretty much she wanted to pay for the print and setup fee on it, and she only wanted to do a week, so I went ahead and did it. And that was more or less just for the parade last year that we did that for. Some of the guys, their advertising budget doesn't do local advertising right now, like a Sinus Buster. They have their months set aside when they do advertising local and then advertising nationwide. And the Harley lady's been on there, and then a lot of it's just filled with the radio station. Now, the special that I've been doing on the rear for the restaurants, there's over 100 restaurants within a mile that we have on this Wolf Road that we have. That's what I've been hitting lately, trying to get some of them, the bigger ones first. And I actually just signed one the other day because I kind of promoted it as a grand opening. you know, we specialize in grand openings. We went out, looked at the truck, he's like, yeah, sign me up, I'm going to do it.
When you go in, are you asking for referrals? Are you getting any referrals from existing customers or past?
Yeah, people give me referrals.
Do you ask for them, or do you go after them, or do they do it automatically?
No, most of the people say, hey, go see this guy, go see that guy. Most of the customers that I have, I'll stop there and I'll bring them lunch. And we'll sit down and we'll just start talking. And I think the customers know that this isn't the easiest business to be in. It's new. They like the idea, and they're all willing to help me.
Tell me, when someone refers you to go see this guy, what's the difference between seeing a guy from a referral compared to you walking in cold to business?
The guy from the referral, he's referred from somebody that he looks up to anyways. It doesn't seem to make a difference, really, to be honest with you. When it all comes down to the referrals that I had, they all just say, that's a lot of money. Maybe those aren't people for advertising. You know, when you really look at it, I'm $120 a day. I don't think you can get much for $120 a day in advertising. The radio station, when we spot the ad, it's $100 for 30 seconds. You can't have a campaign that's going to be 30 seconds in a day, even if it is every single day. You're not going to get much for 30 seconds every day. Our newspaper, it gets New York City rates. Full-page color ad is almost $10,000.
I know you've got this list from this radio guy of people who have advertising budgets. That's great. But you can hire someone, like I gave you an example, whether it's a temp service or Craigslist, to go to Magazine Stand where all the local publications are, like your community papers. You could look through your Yellow Pages, and you can put together a list of people who are actually already spending money in advertising. And you can put this all in a database. You can code it with the name of the paper, the headline of the ad, the size of the ad. And then you could either do telemarketing, but calling on these advertisers where you know they're actually advertising, you could have even someone do the research, maybe if there's maybe 20 or 30 different papers in your area, do the research on the advertising rates, and then you can compare, and you can call these guys and say, I know you're advertising here in the Reader, you've got a half-page ad, and would you be open to a way to get more bang for your buck on your advertising? Have you thought about calling on these type prospects of people who are already advertising?
Yeah, like the Clipper magazines, all those different magazines, the source that they have here. Those are pretty much monthly or every other month publication. It's the size of a small magazine, and they're anywhere from $1,000 an issue for a half-page ad. And I send stuff out to them. I call.
What do you send out to them?
I'll send out my packet with the testimonial letters. Actually, this is what I send out first on some of the bigger customers. I'll send out a blank 4x6 photo with nothing on the front of it at all. And then on the back of it, it says exposure is worth 1,000 words.
Do you send that out cold, or do you call them first before you...
I send that out cold. I got a list. If I think of somebody that I can't get a hold of, I'll send that out first.
All right, so the first thing you send out is a photograph?
No, it's blank. Nothing on it at all. It's a 4x6 photograph paper with nothing on it, and on the back there's a post-it note that says exposure's worth 1,000 words.
It says exposure's worth 1,000 words? So it's a 4x6 picture with nothing on it, and it's got an actual post-it note on it?
On the back of it, yep.
You stuck it on there yourself?
Yep.
Okay, and it's addressed to the owner?
Yep. Or if I know their name.
Does it have your callback information?
Not the first one. Doesn't have anything.
All right, so just designed to create curiosity.
Yeah, and then 2 days later, I'll mail out the other one with all my information in a card and then a packet and then a picture of the truck.
Do they relate the two pieces? Do you know? It's hard to say.
Yeah, well, it's hard to tell, but the Nissan guy remembered seeing both of them.
Okay. Did you just come up with that idea on your own?
No, a guy in Colorado who has a billboard truck said it worked really good for him.
Okay, nothing wrong with trying that stuff. I know you're probably not sending a ton of these out, but I'd rather see you send out a consumer's report to Billboard Advertising and a CD of an audio interview. People don't have time to figure out what the hell is this, is blank. But, you know, they don't have time to figure out what this means, you know?
Yep.
They need to know exactly what it's about as quickly as possible, and they need the whole story. I think a consumer's report or maybe a transcript of the audio recording in the actual recording on a CD, you got your laptop, you can burn these things for 25 cents, and it's not like you're sending out a fortune of them, right?
Right.
What do you think one good client's worth? Do you have some clients who are worth $10,000, $15,000 a year? Like if they take that side panel at $2,000 a month and you just said you increased it, do you have some clients who have taken that side panel for 2 months, 3 months at a time?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what's one good client worth to you, a good average client?
Over $10,000 for a good client.
$10,000. Even if you spent $1,000 on just getting one good client like that, it's worth it.
Oh, definitely. And that's the reason, like I said, with the billboard that I did and showed up for that meeting.
Yeah, that's totally worth it. You had an opportunity to get a big client. So it cost you your time and labor and $175 to make the ad and get it on there. That's worth it. You're going to win some and lose some.
Right. But my other thing is, yeah, I'm probably going about it wrong, as in, like you said, I have to do something so they can see right away what it's going to do for them. And I kind of think that's where the testimonial letters come in play, but maybe they don't.
There's nothing wrong with testimonial letters. Those are important, and you need every bit of ammo. You know, in developing the USP, it's really kind of funny. We always think of what makes our business different, but there's a real process in developing a USP. There's four different steps, and it takes research. It takes talking to you, the owner of the company, what makes you unique, doing industry research, competitive research, and customer research. And there is a process we train our consultants to go through to develop a USP for a client. And we charge anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 just to come up with that USP. But you can bet that's the one thing that makes billboard advertising different. And it could be both a very succinct message, kind of like the Domino's. You probably heard hot, fresh pizza delivered to your door in 30 minutes or it's free. Or the Federal Express example you may have heard, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, Federal Express. These are messages that telegraph exactly why you and not someone else. You know, there's a bold move, and if you've got a potential client to earn $10,000 off one client, it may certainly be worth testing. It could be a guarantee on your advertising. I don't know if you'd be able to guarantee it, and sometimes it's hard to document it, but I could see you taking one of your side signs and having something like, we don't sell advertising, we sell results. Guaranteed advertising, no upfront cost, call, and you can have them call. This is someone who's willing to try mobile billboard advertising without any risk. If you can take the risk away from them and demonstrate and have a chance to educate them, you can do this automatically. So they could call a 24-hour recorded message. You could create a small script that explains, we don't sell advertising, we sell results, and we're different because we'll prove to you that our mobile billboard advertising is the best advertising dollars you've ever spent, and we're willing to take all the risk on it. And for more information, please leave your name, your mailing address, and your phone number, and we'll mail you a free consumer's report. Now, what I'm also going to do, these are methods that have been used in all kinds of industries, okay? I'm going to send you an area code and phone number of how this is used in Yellow Page advertising for the carpet industry, okay? It's all automated, too. They call a 24-hour recorded message. So if you're advertising, you're not picking up the phone all the time because the message in your report and your interview can do all that selling better than you can on the phone. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yep. It's a more complete sales pitch, and that frees you up for doing what's important, and that's marketing your business. But we're going to use automated tools to do the selling for you, just like on my website. How many hours of recordings did you hear before you called me? Do you remember?
Oh, I probably listened to that whole CD at least once or twice.
Okay, see? Now look what I did. You've listened to me probably 100 hours.
Yep.
And every one of those recordings sold you on me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Automatically. And then by the time you called me, you were sold on me.
Yep.
And now we're talking, and I've earned income on consulting fees, but it was all done automatically while I was working on and building my business. I want you to copy what I do. Even though I use the internet, you got online, but I brought you offline. I captured your name and your full mailing address and information about you. You traded me that for me to send you the CD. I sent you the CD, you listened, I sold you on me automatically on your time while you're in your truck. You can do the same thing. I was just selling you on consulting.
Right.
But you're going to sell these advertising managers who are having a hard time getting results on a new way to get more business or on a way to look good for their boss. And you're going to do it in a more complete fashion than anyone's ever done it with them before. So you will stand out. It'll take effort and a little investment and a little bit of money in getting that set up. But once that little automated sales system is set up, like I've implemented, I mean, look how much time it took me to put 61 hours of audio interviews on that CD. For more interviews like this, go to hardtofindseminars.com.
Yep.
A lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of effort, but it's done. And now the investment, it keeps paying over and over again. And if you can get this system working for your billboard advertising, and you can document and you can measure and know that it works, then you can build up. You know, you can get the income and you can have that thing booked up and you can grow to multiple trucks all automatically.
One thing, you said a guarantee. Now, that was something I've been throwing around a little bit and talking to some people, that I know the truck will work for them, and they don't want to take the initial step and do anything.
How confident are you really? Now, I don't know. How confident are you that this advertising does get results for your customers?
Depends on what kind of business it is.
Okay, which ones would you feel are a sure thing that you would go to and be willing to give a guarantee that could mean a $10,000 client?
Restaurant industry.
You feel pretty good about that?
Yeah, as in the area that I'm in, I think. I don't think that if I'm in Albany, 40 miles away, it's going to do much. A lot of people do travel to Albany that work in the Tri-City area. In order to get to where I got to go through all those areas anyway.
You know, the beer companies seem to have been pretty good. Beer companies, energy drinks. I mean, I could see Rockstar Energy, you know, even the Starbucks ready-to-drink energy drinks, Hansen's. You know, there's a lot of young, progressive companies getting into the soda pop industry.
Yep.
You know, like Jones Cola. Those are young, progressive companies I could see doing mobile billboard advertising, where they're a small company and they want to break into an area and a brand. And I could see going after those as well.
Right. In a couple of weeks, I actually have a meeting with the general manager for the beer distributor. And they don't just sell beer. They do vitamin waters. They do all that. So I'm going to pretty much give them a discount, see if I can get them on the truck for a year with one, two, or even three panels for the whole year and still be profitable on it. I think that's one. The biggest one up here that I still can't get anywhere is the Dunkin' Donuts one. They have over 130-some stores in just the three cities here.
But these stores, are those corporate stores or franchises?
Franchises.
But the parent company is doing all the advertising.
That's correct.
So are you going after the parent company?
Yeah. I pretty much go to Dunkin' Donuts about five times a day. So I know the owners of at least four of the ones I go to. They all see me in there. It just can't.
You can't talk to these owners. They can't do shit. They're tied up with their franchise agreement. They don't do the advertising.
Right, but there is a couple key people here that own the majority of Dunkin' Donuts that are on the advertising end of it, because I guess they have an advertising media group that they have, and there is a couple key people.
Okay, here's what you can do with this. We don't just advertise, we guarantee results, and when you explain this, what you can do instead of keep running that restaurant, you know, the restaurant guy, you've got an opportunity to use space to test some things with this, right?
Yep.
So, for instance, you could approach Dunkin' Donuts and you can say, I'll prove to you my mobile billboard advertising will get you better results than anything you're doing right now. Here's how. And you could run the ad, and you could have some kind of call to action on the ad where they call a phone number or I don't know what it is. You need something to be able to measure. I don't know exactly what, whether it's a free donut hole if you come in, call this number. But the call to action has to be something that you can measure. So if it's a phone number that someone driving calls on their cell phone to get their certificate for a free donut or a free refill on their coffee or some kind of offer that you can work out with an owner of one of the Dunkin' Donuts and measure it, then the phone number that you put on there is a number that you control. It doesn't go directly to them because you can't rely on them to track it effectively. There's a website. I'll send you the link. I'm going to write this on the list. You may have heard me talk about it, called call8.com. Now, you can go onto this website and get yourself a phone number, whether it's an 888 number. You may be able to find one with a New York area code, but you control the number, and you could post that number up on your billboard, on your truck, okay? And you can use this in different ways. So when the number's called, you can have it forwarded directly to that Dunkin' Donuts or forwarded directly to whoever, and then the call is recorded and tracked all online through this call 8 thing. So you can measure exactly how many calls came in daily, and you have evidence and proof of what the advertising did. Now, that's a way where you can make a special offer to a large client like that and say, I'll post your ad, we're going to have a number, we're going to create a response mechanism that we can measure, and I'll provide you the results. And then you show me the results that you're getting right now. Now, first of all, they're doing mostly image advertising, and they have no numbers, so they won't be able to show you anything.
They do a magazine coupon.
They do a magazine coupon?
Yeah.
Okay.
And a clipper.
If you could make it real succinct, you may be able to do a coupon on the truck somehow.
Now, is that something, I just give them the ad for free, right?
Yeah, in hopes to get in. You run it for a month, and you measure the results, and you'll come back to them with the statistics and a report. Now, they'll already have the ad done. You'll have some statistics. I don't know how well it would work, but at least everything's all set up, and you have an opportunity for them to say, let's keep running it. And then you try and sign them up on a contract.
The thing that I was going to approach them with was every now and then they'll do a free small coffee, and then with winter coming up, they'll probably do a free white hot chocolate day again. So I was thinking, I'll pay for the ad, We put it on a truck. Obviously, you don't think it works, or you would have given me a try already. So let's do a free, small, white hot chocolate or iced tea or iced coffee, and let's see if you get people coming. And obviously, you don't think it'll work already, so there shouldn't be anything to worry about.
Right. You know, we've talked about automated selling systems. We've talked about you doing cold calling and you doing the selling yourself. And we talked a little bit about referrals. I asked you what the difference was. But here is the most effective way for you to generate new clients. And it's by doing alliance opportunities, okay? Joint ventures with other people to endorse your advertising. So in this, we look for relationships with other businesses, particularly in their own database. We look for businesses who target the same type of customer or has them in their database now. Look for complementary businesses that are located nearby. So if I was to say, who are your customers? You've got ideal customers. Let's say, for example, restaurants, okay? There's a specific area where you are that you said there's about 1,000 restaurants, correct?
Yeah, about 100.
Okay, so 100 restaurants. So let me ask you this. What vendors do you think some of these restaurants are using that would be about all the same?
Beer companies.
Okay, the beer companies. Very good. I saw a Heineken ad, right?
Yeah, Heineken, Miller Lite, Miller Chill.
Okay, and some of these distributors, they're small business people, right? They're distributors of the beer, or are they pretty large companies?
This company's huge.
It's huge. Okay, well, I don't know if this would be the ideal company, but for illustration purposes, let's say the beer companies are servicing these 100 restaurants. You would approach someone you know in the beer company. Now, because it's a larger company, you may have a harder time, but it's still doable. And there's going to be other vendors that these restaurants use. There may be a cleaning service that handles the restaurants on that service, or a food distributor, or the janitorial service. Any vendor that all those restaurants would have in common because they're in a certain area. It could be the Coke distributor. But imagine the beer company has all 100 of these restaurants in their database. And imagine if they wrote a letter, you would write the letter, but it would come from that beer distributor, and that would be mailed out to the restaurant where they would be endorsing your mobile billboard advertising.
Yes. And that was something that when I meet with the general manager, the sales manager for the whole company, is who I have the appointment with. And I've already met with him, and that's where everything goes through on the truck. Every beer that's on the truck goes through them. The one had a newsletter that was sent out to these people, and see if there's a way we can do something in the newsletter, because if everybody picks up 30% like Garcia's, they're going to pick up a percentage of the alcohol, too.
Let's say you wanted to focus with these restaurants, or let's say you wanted to pick just beer distributors, or let's just say you wanted to focus on new soft drink companies in the area. You can find the names and addresses and numbers of any of these people. Do you realize whatever target you want, you know you can go after these, right? I'm going to give you another wonderful resource for data, okay? I'll send you the link. It's called MelissaData.com. They're a company out of California, and they're direct mail specialists. There's a lookup tool. Let's say you're online and you're trying to find the owner of this business. You can type in the phone number. It'll do reverse lookups. It's awesome, okay? MelissaData, MelissaData.com. Do a search on Google if I misspell it, and you'll find it. Great tool if you're out in the truck, you're wireless, and you want to call on some of these people and try and find the owner's name. You can find it through this site. So you know that with a good data company like this, you can get lists of anyone you want here. And then you call these companies and you talk to them. What industry trade journals do they belong to? What is the common denominator that that category is all related to? And you'll find some common denominators. And you can, again, hire someone on Craigslist, and I'm going to send you. I just keep thinking of things to send you. I've got one of my marketing consultants, a guy named Dave Flannery out of Ireland, okay? Now, he was able to get 17 clients for marketing consulting using a joint venture strategy, and I'll send you the recording, okay? This is not on my CD, by the way.
The only other thing that I was thinking of doing was trying to hook up with either like St. Jude's, or there's no Crime Stoppers around here, but something, an organization that needs help. Someone that has good pull as in press releases, and I'll donate an ad, and we'll see if we can get the truck on TV talking about it on the news.
Yeah, absolutely. Great idea, great idea. And that reminds me, I will send you a letter. There's a chiropractor in a very small town who has a thriving practice, and he does it by using a series of soap opera letters. He used promotion like this, like he'd call up the fire chief and say, hey, our chiropractor company would like to donate $50 to your fire station. You got to come on over and pick it up. And then he'd call the media, and the media would come out and take a photograph of him shaking hands with the fireman, you know, the chief, and then they would get media exposure. Now, I have that letter. I'll send you that letter that he used. I got to find it. I think I know exactly where it is, which shows you how to do this.
Okay.
So that is a great idea, and that's media. Right now, I've got a writer who's writing 10 press releases for me, because my site, I give away a lot of stuff. I still need to constantly do marketing, and I haven't done much press releases based on what's offered on my site. I'm just now doing that. So I've got a copywriter who's very good at press releases, and we've been brainstorming ideas for press releases for hardtofindseminars.com, and there are some great sources, which I will put together a couple of them, where you can distribute free press releases, but you could send them out to your local media. There's a website that has all the media in your area with contact information. So if you have 5 or 7 or 10 different media outlets in your area, you can hire someone to write a press release. You can find writers on Craigslist to do this for you very inexpensively. And the thing that's great about Craigslist, you put the ad up, it can be under a section called Gigs, G-I-G-S, in your local area, which is free. And you'll have people respond with their resumes within minutes of once the ad's posted. So it's all online. You can be in your truck. You don't have to meet these people face-to-face. You can look at their resumes. You know they have the skill, and you give them a good outline on how to do the press releases. I'll send you a link for that where you could send that person. You say, I want my press release done like this, and you'll send them to a guy named Paul Hartunian, and I'll send you to his link. He is a PR expert, sells information on how to get free PR, and he's got some great free tools on his website, which will give your Craigslist person the outline. You tell them, this is how I want it done. I want you to follow these rules. You hire someone to do some press releases, then you can fax them out to your media. I'll give you the source where you'll have all that information in your local media, and you can get some great media. You know, I had a tie-dye t-shirt store when I was in college, and I remember I just called up the local TV station. I said, hey, you got a slow day? Come on out and do a story on my tie-dye t-shirt store. And sure enough, you know, I was in Tuscaloosa, but I had the Birmingham News come out and do a story on my tie-dye t-shirt shop. Because sometimes there's not much action in the media. In these station directors, they're looking for a unique story. I think your mobile billboard truck is very newsworthy. It's interesting. And if you put together a consumer report, you know, just you explaining how this thing works is pretty cool. When you told me how they're printed and they're cut and they're put in slots, I think that's really interesting just to even know how these mobile billboard trucks work. I think that's what people are gawking at. They're like, that is really cool. How does it switch? And how do you get 3 ads? What's the shape of those things? They're in triangles, right? A little history about how that thing was developed. I told you, the guy Harmonizer, I think it was Mark Harmon. I just did some quick research on it and I couldn't find it, but with some effort, it was out of Australia. The Harmonizer was the first triangular billboard. And then, like I said, those patents were sold worldwide. But just finding, you know, how that was invented and the story behind that and then matching it to your one truck operation is pretty interesting and pretty newsworthy. I think you can get a lot of press doing that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But the joint venture opportunities, okay, I'm going to send you the letter with Dave Flannery, but you could go to, for instance, accountants or bookkeepers who are handling the books for businesses all over your area. And you could approach them and say, hey, how would you like to make a deal? And introduce yourself and tell them who you are. You're a mobile billboard company. You've got some of the most effective rates on advertising compared to billboard advertising, magazine advertising, newspaper advertising. And you're trying to get more exposure, and your bookkeeping customers or your accounting customers are local, small to mid-sized businesses in the area that I think could benefit from my services. And if you would send a letter out to your customers customers, introducing them to my mobile billboard advertising concept, I'd be willing to provide them a consumer's report and a free interview on why they should consider looking at it. And for any customer who signs up with me, I'll pay you X amount on the first month of advertising. And then there's something in it for them, so they can make a little more than $10 an hour doing their books, which is not a real high-paying job and very laborious. So they have a new income stream, and you're tapping in to all their customers that they've been working for years building up. And accounting is just one little tiny business. So you should be getting your automated selling system down, but focusing on going after joint ventures, getting people to endorse you to their list. Now, before I forget, I'm going to send you to another link. I want to show you how you can turn something so ordinary into something extraordinary. And I use this example. It's a website called The Ultimate Taxi. Have you heard me talk about that at all?
No.
Okay, The Ultimate Taxi is a guy named John Barnes, and he's located in, I think it's Aspen, Colorado. And he's a taxi driver, right? But what do you think of when you see a taxi driver? You just think of a yellow cab, right? And it's kind of boring. They're all the same, right?
Yep.
But when you go to this guy's website, you are going to be floored at how he took something ordinary and turned it into extraordinary. So this guy charges 10 times the rates that ordinary taxi drivers charge. He specifically is in a very high income level, Aspen, Colorado, and inside his taxi, it is decked out with Christmas lights, with black lights, with a kick-ass stereo system. He's got electronic drums that he plays while he drives. He was hooked up mobile to the internet 5 years ago. Now it's so easy for us to do it, but this guy was hooked up online. You will not believe the media this guy has captured, and you'll see images of his taxi. He's got pictures of famous people, all the rich and famous who have been in his taxi. It is a trip. You're really going to get an idea, and you're going to ask yourself, how can I make this one truck that I have, this asset that I've got $125,000 invested, what can I do to make this thing really special, other than it just offers advertising, you know? And I think that'll be a good lesson. So I'll send you the link. I've got it written down, theultimatetaxi.com, okay? But your time spent on setting up alliance opportunities, and I'll send you the letter. There's two letters I'll send you, which is an endorsement letter where if you found the bookkeeper, it's the type of letter that he would send out to his customers on your behalf. And then there's another letter that you would send out to the bookkeeper to see if he's interested in making some extra money endorsing you. Okay, two different letters. That can be automated, whether it's through fax or through direct mail. So start using these automated processes. So imagine if you're sending out 1,000 potential joint venture letters to prospective bookkeepers or businesses that would fit the criteria that have the customers that you would like to work with, how powerful that is compared to you just calling on these individual customers. You get one of these, you can tap in with a warm referral, with a warm endorsement to hundreds of potential advertisers. You could have that truck booked out like you wouldn't believe. And what would you do if you were filled up to capacity? Do you have other mobile billboard advertising trucks that you could refer over business and take a piece of the action?
No, not me. I'm the only one in the area. I mean, if it got that busy, I'd buy another truck.
You buy another truck, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, these are systems that could do it. You just got to automate it, increase the zeros. You know, like I've been talking about, use automated systems. Use leverage like the mail in tapping into assets of other people that have invested a lot of time in building. And it's definitely doable. I mean, you're already getting sales. You're making income. You just need more zeros with the effort. But you're squeezed out on the effort because you're doing everything. There's only so much time in a day, and you don't want to piss your wife off anymore.
Income isn't every single month, too. Sometimes there's just enough to pay bills, so we're always dipping into our own money.
Right, right.
So that's not good. I've done some newsletters, too.
Okay, and who you mailing them out to?
To pretty much all my customers and anybody that I've stopped at before.
Are they email or your physical mail?
No, email.
Email newsletter. How many people do you have on your email list?
150 maybe right now.
Okay, and these are previous customers?
Previous customers or anybody that I stopped into.
That you ran into.
I have a card already. Or somebody that I tried to get a hold of and I don't have their email address. I know who they are.
So what kind of content are you sending out in the newsletter?
When you send a link, I'll send you one of my newsletters back over.
Okay. But generally, what does it talk about?
Well, actually, I welcome new customers to the truck. So if there's somebody new on the truck, like I did a whole thing with Miller Lite, welcome Miller Lite. Go Media wants to welcome Miller Lite. And then I did a whole thing on, like, history of Miller Lite, and then some fun facts about Miller Lite. And then I did an advertising tip. I think it was regarding what side of the paper to put your ad on.
Okay, good. See, that's the kind of stuff you want to send in your newsletter. Miller Lite may like to see that if they're on your list because it's about them, and that's kind of cool to see. But your other advertisers, you know, they want to know what's in it for them. Now, if you can send them emails, marketing tips, you know, Mobile Billboard's Marketing Minute, and there's so much content. Well, just look at my recordings, and if you want to look at the transcripts and pull some of the tips out of the transcripts, you can come up with tons of different really unique marketing tips, like the advertising tip. That's great.
I figure the advertising tip shouldn't be about my business. It should be about advertising in general.
Yeah, in general, that's going to help them. That's right. That's right.
The one I'm working on now is pretty much don't advertise your competition, and it's more for like when you walk into a car dealership. You ever notice how they have the TV on? Mm-hmm. All these commercials with other car dealerships are playing in the background. Why do that? If you're going to do something like that, record a TV show that everybody likes, and when the commercial comes on, have somebody pay and put in your own infomercial or your own commercial or your own product information, and let that run all day in your car dealership.
I agree.
You know, different things like that. And then I do some stuff on my son. He's only 2.5 months old. I give an update on him.
Okay, that's nice.
And that's pretty much just to welcome new customers. So these people see, hey, this guy's on a truck, this one's on a truck, this one's on a truck. Obviously, they're doing something because all these people are on the truck, so it must be working.
You know, your asset is that truck and that advertising space. And if there's any time that you can't fill it, I'll tell you, my idea is to take those large advertising on the side panels on any downtime mm-hmm. and create some great ads that you can slip in anytime you want to do some extra advertising and do a joint venture like with something that sells for a lot of money. Now, I'll give you an example. Let's say you approach some dentist in the area, cosmetic dentist,
yep.
and putting on porcelain veneers is very expensive, or doing bridge work is very expensive, or cosmetic surgery, facelifts, Botox, any of that stuff, breast augmentation. Imagine if you had all the ads for both sides in the back and the front where you did a joint venture with, say, a plastic surgeon. It could be hair restoration, breast augmentation, and you go deck your truck out with those ads, and you get the call 8 phone number that you control, and you negotiate and say, we'll advertise your cosmetic surgery practice for free in exchange for a commission on any sales that we bring in through our advertising. And if a hair restoration surgery runs $10,000 or $15,000, you negotiate. These guys are entrepreneurs. Every day they're not doing hair transplants. They're not doing boob jobs. They're looking for more business just like you. And if you approach them with a joint venture, you'll advertise it for free. You'll produce, pay, and design the ads with their approval. You'll run your truck all over town promoting it. You'll control the phone number, and you just come up with an agreement. Any phone call that comes through the number that I control that was generated off our truck that results in a cosmetic surgery procedure, you want a percentage of it. You could do 50-50 sometimes. It may take you while setting these up, and this is money well spent to have someone making phone calls setting up these deals or sending out letters to cosmetic surgeries, you know, new way to sell hair transplants. You know, just explain who you are, what you have going, and sometimes you have some downtime. How would you like me to advertise your service for free in exchange for a percentage? You take that downtime advertising, and you could turn that into possible $1,000 hits if you can find something that works.
Right.
It's got to be a high-end product.
I actually went to one 2 weeks ago, the Smile Zone, they call it.
What do they sell?
Teeth.
They sell teeth. Okay.
And I pretty much get an ad with a good-looking woman on there, and, you know, we create smiles.
Okay.
It was a Smile Zone. Probably should be somewhere in...
You need probably some more effective advertising. I'll talk about that in a minute, but I don't want to forget. Another good potential high-end thing is paving solutions, like synthetic grass, you know, where people put the synthetic grass in their yards.
Okay.
Or awnings, where homes put large awnings on the back of their house.
Yep.
These are high-end products. Paving solutions, where they're doing interlocking bricks. And a lot of these companies are actually individual franchises, and they pay a lot of money for these franchises. And you can search them in your area. You go to the Chamber of Commerce and see who's members of the Chamber of Commerce. These are people who are raising their hand saying, I want more business. And you can do joint ventures. You've done some barter, which is very effective. And I would encourage you to keep doing barter. Have you ever heard of retail barter exchange like iTex? Have you heard any of my recordings on barter?
No, I haven't, but iTex isn't here, though.
iTex isn't there. Are you sure?
Yeah, because they're looking for someone to open up an iTex in Albany.
Oh, they are. Okay. Well, you know, I have a whole product and a whole training on how to buy these iTex dollars for 10 to 20 cents on the dollar.
Yeah.
and I've been doing it for years. So let's say iTex was there and you have a group of 1,000 businesses that you can buy products and services, advertising, whatever. I show you how to find people who are fed up with it and they want to sell all their trade dollars. And so you could get products and services throughout the iTex network, tens of thousands of businesses nationally for 10, 20 cents on the dollar. But your barter, trading advertising for advertising, is great. Now, maybe it hasn't worked out for you, but I would encourage you to trade advertising. If you've got space 1 month, go approach a restaurant and say, how would you like to trade advertising for restaurant script? You know what restaurant script is?
One thing that I do on the restaurant end, is all the print and production fee.
Yeah.
I get that in gift certificates.
Okay, fine. Go one step further. Get gift certificates. It's called script. Okay, gift certificates with no expiration date. When you buy them, you have an agreement that gives you the ability to transfer or resell them. So whoever brings it in, they have to honor it. You want to make sure that tax is included or alcohol. You make it as valuable as possible. Then you have something worth something. You could take that same script and you could use it yourself. You could trade it. That's money in your pocket, even though it's not in the form of dollars.
Right.
I'll give you an example. My kid goes to a school in an area here nearby, and they have an association. They try and raise money for the school through the parents. And when I got married, I used a company called the French Gourmet, which catered my wedding and did all that. And they're still in business, and they've been a member of the trade organization for all these years. And since I learned how to buy trade dollars, I was able to buy $2,000 worth of restaurant script. Now, this included their restaurant, catering, their wedding cakes, anything I wanted. And I was able to get $2,000 worth of this script for like 15 cents on the dollar. And then I use them all the time. When I hire people on Craigslist to do work for me around the house, I'll pay them half in script. I've used script to pay bills. I've used it for all kinds of things because it saves me from spending cash.
Yep.
So what are you spending cash for on your business besides gasoline and your printing? What else are you spending cash on for the business?
Gas, insurance. Payment on the truck.
Uh-huh.
Rent for the garage. I rent a garage.
You can't park it at home?
Yeah, I can, but better with the garage, number one, for the signs that I got to put on them.
Yeah.
Especially in the winter, 20 below zero.
Okay, gotcha.
Plus maintenance on the truck, I think. What else? Gas is a big one.
Any kind of downtime on advertising, using barter and trading for restaurant script is money in the bank, okay? Those scripts, those gift certificates for food can be sold. Even if they're sold at 50 cents on the dollar, 60, 70 cents on the dollar, that's valuable. As long as you have no expiration date and the restaurant's been around, that's money in the bank.
And I look at it that way, too. And I've done that, like I said, with the printing set up on the restaurant, and you listen to it, you're like, oh, it's no money. Okay, it's no money, but the truck is still moving, so I might as well put somebody on there, whether it's no money or not. We're getting something out of it.
All right.
Whether we go to dinner or I give them to a customer for dinner or take somebody out to dinner.
Yeah, that's right. I did make a note when I was brainstorming an ad for your truck. It would say, free advertising on my truck. Call 1-800-ASK-ME-HOW. 24-hour recording.
Okay. That was the other thing that I was going to do is I was going to do an ad on the back, and you could win this ad for 1 month for free with a telephone number or a website, and then they'd have to put in all their information. Because that way I would have names, the telephone number, their website, their email address. I'd have all that information so then I could build my list. Those are people that actually liked it, looked at the truck, thought it was neat.
I'd probably just have the phone number, I think, with mobile.
Yeah.
If people have their cell phones, they'll dial it and have a 24-hour recorded message.
Yeah.
And you may want to say that. I put down a free advertising on my truck. Call. You'll go to call late and get a number.
Yeah.
Ask me how. 24-hour recorded message. Real simple. So get their curiosity, then you can use that 24-hour recorded message to be a little introduction on you and your truck and how this all works and whether it's for a joint venture or whatever you want to make it. And then you can also ask if you'd like to get my free consumer reports on billboard advertising. Leave your name, phone number, mailing address, and you'll mail it. So you want to capture those mailing addresses.
Okay.
And then you can get someone to create a consumer report for you or a good interview. You can mail that out and start doing automated selling.
Okay.
I know we've gone over a lot of ideas. You're going to have this recording to be able to play over and over again. Have I given you some stuff to think about?
Yeah, definitely.
You got to automate. Automate, automate. Take yourself off the cold calling stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do that through joint ventures, automated selling tools like an interview or a consumer's report. And I'm going to send you all the resources we talked about. I'm going to send you to the link on the Ultimate Taxi. I'm going to send you to the PR resources.
Yeah.
Paul Hartunian's website so you can direct someone on how to do one properly. I'm going to send you the consumer report on cleaning, the recording to Tony, the guy who sold the electrical auditing. I'll send you the phone number for the 24-hour recorded message for the carpet industry, the link for call8.com, Melissa Data, the Dave Flannery recording on joint ventures, and the joint venture letter to get someone to do a joint venture with you, and the endorsement letter that you would modify for them to send out endorsing you.
Okay.
It sounds like a lot, and it'll be a lot of work, but hey, you're doing it already. You're doing a lot of work. But now your lot of work needs to be on marketing.
Yep.
And I think it'll pay off. And why don't I check back with you in about 60 days, and we'll see how you're progressing. I'd love to hear some good successes from some of these ideas.
Oh, good.
So I'll email you the link where you can download this recording there.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Has this been helpful?
Yes.
You feel like you got your money's worth?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I'll send you that. And if you have any other questions, you can just give me a call back anytime, okay?
Thanks.
All right, and I'll shoot you this. Give me till later today. I'll have this recording for you, and you can download it and re-listen.
Sounds good.
All right, bud. Take care.
I look forward to talking to you about 60 days.
You got it.
Thanks, Mark.
Bye-bye. That's the end of my consult with Anthony. I hope this has been helpful. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff with HardToFindSeminars.com. Here is another tip for you. If you ever wanted or dreamed about making money part-time from home, working as a business growth specialist, or in other words, working as a marketing consultant, well, I've got good news for you. There are over 20 hours on my site all having to do with how to become a marketing consultant. In these recordings, you'll hear me doing live calls, getting clients, making real money all by phone, never having to drive out to make appointments, never meeting face-to-face, all following a simple system that I'm going to hand to you on a silver platter where you can do the same thing. See, I believe to become a marketing consultant, you shouldn't have to invest a bunch of money up front. I want to give you the tools to go out there and get your first client before you pay anything. And that's what I have waiting for you at HardToFindSeminars.com. If you go to the homepage at hardtofindseminars.com and click on the audio clips, and if you scroll down a little bit and go to the page H, that's page H, there you will see all my recordings on marketing consulting. There you will hear me do live, real calls consulting with prospects, and you'll hear me making real money closing the sale at the end of this presentation. This is an education that you won't find anywhere else, only here at HardToFindSeminars.com. What are you waiting for? Get on over to page H at HardToFindSeminars.com, and I hope to see you as a successful marketing consultant. Enjoy.